with this roller coaster of a presidential primary season, states that normally would have received, you know, cursory coverage post Super Tuesday, now have a pivotal role. All attention, please, to the Badger State, Wisconsin. Population 5.5 million, give or take a few Wisconsinians. The state that often conjured up images of those sort of cheesehead-wearing sports fans is full of what the Washington Post says the campaign see as, quote, progressive and independent-minded Wisconsin voters. They'd also describe the state as quirky. All right, so that's some fancy political pundit in D.C. What about someone who lives, breathes, and sleeps the local politics of Wisconsin? Someone like Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. He's also the co-developer of Pollster.com. Hey, good morning, Charles.
Good morning, but you can't possibly really be on NPR, right?
We really are.
We really are. Don't tell anybody, okay? Shh, between you and me, buddy. Can you give me some examples to back up that description of Wisconsin voters as independent, progressive, and even quirky?
Well, literally independent in the sense that it's an open primary, so about 29% of the Democratic voters today are likely to be independents. Some interesting mix of moderates and liberals in the usual definition, about evenly balanced in the Democratic primary. And then you get Madison, which is locally defined as 27 square miles surrounded by reality. but Madison is the heart of progressive political activity in the state. To some extent, it's the only center for that, though there are pockets of progressivism elsewhere. Certainly ought to be a strong Obama support area. And he drew 18,000 people to his rally here last Tuesday. So some evidence for that.
I want you to fact check something for me. Is it true that Wisconsin actually held the first presidential primary?
I believe that is true, but I wasn't here then.
So Wisconsin voters, you mentioned they can cross party lines in the primaries. How has that played out in the past, and how do you think that's going to play out today?
It's played out in terms of quite a few independents. Republicans have not crossed the line that much into the Democratic race, and it's been a while since we actually had a contested Republican race. So in 2004, Republicans were about 9% of the Democratic voters, or voters in the Democratic primary. This year, with a somewhat contested McCain versus Huckabee race, you'd think that'd probably go down just a little bit, but who knows how much. There hasn't been any organized and open talk, anyway, of Republicans crossing over in order to affect the Democratic primary. So I don't expect that to be a big factor today.
I'm going to ask you to give us two quick snapshots. One of the demographic, white, black, Native American, middle class, blue collar.
Sure. Mostly white. The state's about 6% African American, about 3% Latino. Those were also the figures for the Democratic primary last time. So it means that Barack Obama can count on some strong African-American support in the city of Milwaukee, but outside of Milwaukee, it's almost all white and a sprinkling of Native Americans and a few Southeast Asian immigrants in certain pockets. Religion should be an interesting thing here. Catholics made up 37% of the Democratic primary last time. Catholics are really interesting because Hillary Clinton did very well among Catholic voters in the early primaries, started to fall off with them in some states on Super Tuesday, and actually lost them pretty decisively in Maryland and Virginia last week. So I think for the Obama campaign and for the Clinton campaign, one important question is which of those two candidates are going to bring the Catholics back. Finally, it's kind of an old union state. Wisconsin used to have a lot of manufacturing. That's declined, but there are residual unions and union members left. And they make up about 35% of the Democratic vote. And they've been
They're split, right?
Yes. A number of unions have endorsed Clinton. Some of the service unions have endorsed Obama. And some of the locals have split off with local endorsements different from their national unions. So the picture there based on endorsements is very mixed. Clinton had done well among union members in previous states, but again, that has started to falter in the most recent post-Super Tuesday state. So you'd have to think of them as up for grabs. And they're really interesting along with the Catholics for what they say not only about Wisconsin, but for what we might be seeing in 2 weeks in Ohio as well, which is surely the huge battleground of March 4th.
Charles Franklin is professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. We're discussing what's going to happen there today and how it might affect the rest of the campaign. Just to give us a little bit more of a snapshot of Wisconsin, tell us about your two senators and your current governor.
Well, all Democrats is the first part, and that comes after a previous Republican governor held the office for four terms.
What made the switch? What happened? What was going on in the state?
Well, long term, he went off to work in George Bush's cabinet and his replacement.
Right, of course.
Into bad times. But the senators, Russ Feingold is probably the best nationally known, co-sponsor with John McCain of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance. Feingold was, the only vote against the Patriot Act in the first time around, has called for a censure of President Bush, which got him a lot of press, but very little congressional backing. Rhodes Scholar, smart guy. Herb Cole, the other senator, is much more nondescript. He owns a basketball team. His family owns a chain of stores in the state. Cole is much more middle of the road and much more, much less showy than Russ Feingold is. The governor just won re-election in 2006 in a pretty convincing win that he wasn't necessarily expected to do all that well. So this actually reflects one of the things we've seen in the state, where statewide offices since 1948 have often been won by a pretty good margin, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. But national offices have often been very closely contested. In 2000, the state was decided by less than 6,000 votes. In 2004, it doubled that. It was less than 13,000 votes for a margin. So we're very much a swing state on general elections. But we tend to like our homeboys and reelect them by at least decent margins, though Feingold himself had a very tough reelection his first time around.
And before I let you go, if you had to predict a surprise, if there's a surprise to be had tonight, what will it be?
Actually, it's probably Mike Huckabee doing better than expected. The real question for us is that the polling has been pretty mixed, but suggested about a 4 or 5 point lead for Barack Obama. Any kind of Clinton win will be a surprise and a major surprise for her. For Obama, it would be that it ends up not being 4 points, but turns out to be 10 or 12, you know, kind of a blowout. That would be a bit of a surprise on that side. Over on the Republican side, Huckabee's been here. He went bowling the other day, showing that he really has roots here in the state. And nobody expects him to really come out and win, but he might keep it close. We'll see.
From Madison, Wisconsin, Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin at Madison and co-developer of Pollster.com, a really fine site. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Fine. Love it. Have me back.
Will do.
Will do.